This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. And today we're talking with Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy. And doctor, there's a lot of new information on the COVID front since we last talked, and not all of it's good news.
October was a record month for Luce County in terms of number of cases that we've had. And November looks like it's going to pretty much match that or maybe even pass it at this point. Now, we're seeing numbers that other cities and counties have been seeing for months, but it's a little more real here now.
Locally, the COVID testing building is now functional?
It's a little more solid, handling the wind and the cold that's coming, or I'm looking out the window and saying that is here, I guess. You know, just like always, somebody who is interested in getting a test can call our hotline at 293-9288 and get an appointment to come on down. And if it's somebody we just need to test and can keep out of the building, we'll use the outdoor building. If someone's ill enough that we think they should actually come in and we should do a little more investigating, we still do that also, of course.
Now, on the testing front, a second test is available locally.
We now have the antigen test, or what's called the rapid test. So we're able to give a result within 15 to 30 minutes in those situations where a rapid result is desired, such as where you need to do contact tracing or we need to do some immediate medical decision making. We've got a very ample supply of those tests right now. Some of our tests are still being sent out and take a little longer, but at this time, the majority of our testing is using the rapid antigen test. So most people who come down to Helen Newberry Joy for a test are going to get their results within 30 minutes or less.
And when we talked last, you were encouraging anyone who has even an inkling that they might have COVID-19 that they should get tested. Does that still hold true?
We're not telling anybody they shouldn't be tested. If you're running a fever and you're having a cough, we absolutely want people like that to get tested. But many of the people who have tested positive are people who were actually surprised to find out they were positive. They said, I thought it was my allergies. I just had a little stuffy nose. How can you have COVID if you don't have a fever? Well, 2/3 of people who get admitted to the hospital for COVID don't have a fever. So you can't always use, oh, I don't have a fever, therefore I must be healthy. So any doubt at all, come on down. Fortunately, the vast majority of people who do have some sort of symptoms still are testing negative. But at last I heard, I think the positivity rate locally is a little above 10% now. It's around 11 or 12%, whereas earlier in the year we were running around 1 to 3% of the people we tested actually coming back positive.
Well, and let's talk what's on everybody's mind right now. Holiday get-togethers, are they safe? What are your suggestions?
I guess it would depend on the circumstances. A limited get-together of 10 people or less and not having people from multiple households, that's the best way to keep from getting this. The guidelines that the governor and the Department of Health issued are very much based in the science. It's not a blanket lockdown where they say, let's just shut everything down and take a shotgun approach to treating this. These new recommendations are very focused. For example, she said, in the schools, it's the high schools where this is spreading. So let's not close kindergarten. Let's not close third grade. But let's have the high school students do their learning from home. And I like that targeted approach where it says let's focus our energy on where the maximum amount of spread is happening. I think those are good measures to take. But I still want to emphasize that the best way to keep from dying of COVID is to not get COVID in the first place. Just like the best way to keep from dying of cancer is to get your cancer checkups and keep from getting the stuff in the first place. Rather than counting on all these treatments and the vaccine that may be coming out soon, let's just prevent it and not get it in the first place. Let's wear our masks. Let's do our social distancing. Let's keep washing our hands. Then you don't have to worry about if there's a medicine or a vaccine.
And now the biggest news. So far, three different vaccines have shown great promise, and there are suggestions that one or more of them might begin to be distributed beginning in late December.
Now, when that happens, don't expect to see a bunch of promotions saying, hey, everybody, come on in and get the vaccine. We're going to administer it in phases. The first go-round is going to be designed to help keep critical infrastructure open. So we want to give it to frontline healthcare workers, the doctors and nurses who are coming in contact with COVID, EMS workers, our brave people who are taking care of the prisons for us. With the first supply, we'll get as many of those as we can. Then we'll start targeting some of those higher risk groups, the patients in the nursing homes, the elderly in the community with risk factors. And hopefully by sometime spring or summer of 2021, we'll be giving it to everybody.
Ah, finally, something to look forward to. Doctor, share that hotline number again for folks with questions or wanting to schedule a test.
Area code 906-293-9288.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Bolio, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.